Hey, never mind the commercials, mate.
Oh.
Enough of the spin span star and the hern. Give us a magic lantern lecture on this week's show.
As you will, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on inserting the first color slide, we perceive the title to be The Great Nadger Plague. According to the next slide, it was in the year 1656 that the dreaded Nadra plague swept across Europe like the dreaded Nadra plague of 1656. The next slide says...
Oh, Jean. Jean, men were cut down in the prime of their prime. They went down like pins of nine. Oh. O'Hara! O'Hara! O'Hara!
You say O'Hara.
Out of here you go.
O'Hara.
We present a musical lantern slide which follows immediately.
As you see, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful slide shows the scene on the eve of the disaster. The stately tomb of Lord Seagoon's Humphrey of Coos at Ninfield in the county of Sussex. The year 1656, or for our regular customers, at the reduced rate of 1537.
Oh, a prune of blonde. Like croquet, Lady Plutt. You have fetched me ball and merry cracky card. See you later, the cop.
Bye, Dolly.
Be gone, then, delicate creature. But see, who approaches?
I pray pardon your plin, me lord Seagoon.
Ah, me lord footman, how tarries?
Oh, a quill of quarrels and qualms. But I scorn, I deviate. Two ragged aristocrats await you.
Usher them on in, or in on. Strike out that which doesn't apply.
There's no need, my lord. We took the liberty of striking it out ourselves.
The voice came from one of two tall, naked men.
Yes, pray pardon our alfresco appearance, but our tailor is ill.
What's his name?
Alfresco.
I am not of humor to know that.
Would you just step over here by this reeking, unmade bed?
Yes, who is it?
This bed is, and I quote from this prison discharge paper... The Comte de Jim Reeking Moriarty, Knight of 100 Stars, Cheval de Notre Calure, and Fish Potter Extraordinary.
Ah, Lord Seagoon, you're humble.
You're revolting.
What? And now, if what, allow me to introduce myself. Moriarty, announce my name.
Certain mate. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, announcing in the brown corner... At a £200, 4 shillings and 8 pence. My lord, Hercules, great pipe queen.
Thank you, Moriarty. Neddy, we come from France seeking the hospitality for which the English are so ill-famed.
My lord!
You couldn't have come to a better place.
We could have, but we didn't have the money.
You jest, it is.
You are jest a Charlie.
Yes, yes. A chamber for you. Othello, smoke out the bedding in room number 6. It's the tick, you know.
Of course.
We have them every year about this time. What is the time?
4:20.
Cad, they're late this year. Ah! Dear listeners, at that moment, the two men turned to go to their room, and I observed the seats of their trousers were burned out. I knew that sign only too well. It meant that these men were stricken with the dreaded Nadja plague.
Run for it! The Nadjas! The plague!
Listeners will no doubt be puzzled at Seagoon's terror on seeing a pair of burnt-out trouser seats. To find the explanation, I will insert another colored lantern slide that shows the good people of Ninfield assembled in the Corn Exchange.
Gentlemen, Lord Sejun is right in calling this meeting. Apothecary of Ninfield, I have been studying the humors of the trousers for many years. And I can tell you that the two gentlemen staying at Lord Seagun's house are clear cases of the dreaded Nadja plague.
Citizens of Ninfield, I must warn you, beware the moment the seats of your trousers start to burn. Then you've got it.
Oh, tell me, sir, how can we avoid catching this dreaded malady?
There is no cure, Jim, but there is a preventative measure.
Oh.
As the disease only strikes the seat of the trousers, it is best that we desist from wearing any.
Oh, heroes and horrors. But wouldn't it not be unwise for the men of Ninfield to walk abroad without their nether garments? Remember, there's a hard frost in the morning.
He's right. We can't risk damage to our crop.
Is a lot of rubbish. Nudges? I've never heard of it. It's all fish and vinegar to you here. Can you smell? Oh, me pretty girl!
Oh. Plenty alive! The Nudges!
Dear viewers, as you'll observe on this lantern slide, Lord Bloodnock had indeed been stricken by the Nadgers. Now, here on the next slide, you see the men of the village filing past Dr. Crun to have the seats of their trousers removed.
Oh, mind how you go, Dr. Crun.
I'm sorry. Next, please. Your name, sir?
Max Geldray, English gentleman.
Blue jeans.
That was Max Geldray, BBC contract artist, now under the threat of death. However, with the seat of his trousers removed, he can now face the world with a smile. Now, the Nadja plague, colored slide number 4.
Yee-haw! Oh, you naughty gripe, I find. Oh, the way they all run away from the manor. Eh?
Yes, that was a brilliant idea of mine that you thought of.
What?
Burning those fake Nadja holes in our trousers.
Ah.
Now, put on that lantern slide of Lord Seagun's treasure chest.
Wait. There. What a beautiful picture.
Isn't it?
I can't get the chest open.
Well, try this lantern slide of a bunch of keys.
Oh, voila, voila. They all fit perfectly.
And look what's inside.
Ah, what?
A lantern slide of £4.07 in coppers.
Then it's true. He is a millionaire.
Plague? He must be joking.
No, I'm not. The plague. The king has the plague. That's part of it. That the police shall be put in quarantine.
get out of here.
Kath, just as the listeners already know, Finn and Moriarty in fake Nadja trousers have made off with my entire fortune in coppers, posing only for an English summer. I'll leap on my favorite Arab. That's better. Now, tango after them.
We included that recording of a cockerel for people who like that sort of thing. And now, here is a recording for people who don't like that sort of thing. If listeners will stand on their beds and face north, they'll be able to see a portion of the ensuing lantern slide, which shows a sentry on duty at the Nadja-ridden village of Ninfield.
I will make up a poetry app. Hello, little lamb. I can hear you out, little hound. Dear little lovely hound.
Look, Grimpipe. Look over there. That. It's a. What is it?
It's a. Hand me that book on British wildlife. Let's see. Lady Docker. No, it can't be her.
Yes.
The lesser spotted sentry boys.
Hand it bit by thin. I shall talk to him because I'm wearing the hat.
Right, I'll accompany you on this waistcoat. Is that all right for you?
Me. Yes, right. I say, little ragged lad.
Oh, you're not an owl.
Of course not. Of course I'm not an owl. I'm on holiday.
But I heard one. I heard it once.
You heard it?
It went hot for turkey.
Tell brilliant impression. Tell me, little lad, can you do an impression of a sentry fast asleep?
Yes, I can, yes.
Yes?
Lays on ground, close his eyes, does imitation cardboard snoring. Imitating 10 seconds from now. What is it about 10? All right. Imitation now.
Oh, he's not finished. Right. All clear, good pipe. Let's go. Paul, no!
Good heavens! A piece of knotted string asleep at his post! Get up, you rotten twine! Well, do an impression of waking up.
Hello, ma'am. What's the breakfast?
Very good. Now, tell me, little spring-type soldier, did you see two criminals go by with £4.07 in coppers?
No, but I saw two coppers go by with £4.07 in criminals. I have made a little joke. Type.
Fool. You've let two men go through disguised as two other men. After the four of them. Wait. Why is that gas stove wearing a hat?
He's going out.
Oh,
Sir.
Sprint, sprint, sprung. Poor little cardboard grenadier. He thinks of the noble Eccles as a noble gas stove. Just to prove that he is mad and I am sane, I will question the gas stove in its own tongue. Hello, gas stove.
Hello, Gurgle.
Nauts, nauts, noots, it's true. Eccles is a gas stove. Tell me, Eccles, what's cooking? What's cooking?
I don't wish to cook that.
Get out of my oven. Hey, I mean, how did this fate befall you?
Well, Nutty, when are you about another blow?
While he was mumbling, I read an amazing story. Seemingly, as Eccles had no trousers, he could not avoid the plague by having the seat cut out, and had therefore swallowed a witch's magic potion, which had changed him into a gas stove, thus making him immune to the plague. This has given me an idea. I will hie me to the witch. Eccles, lead the way. But first, an impression of Ray Ellington.
I see thee.
In the middle of it all, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. I have burn and core and bubble. I have a newt and a tower of will of a button, head of a dog. I am the middle of it all.
Stop making those naughty spells, Mingo.
I'm not making a naughty spell.
You are. You made a naughty spell.
Henry, hand me that carton of frozen asses gall and a nose of a turk buddy.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Yum to you.
Are you using Mrs. Beaton's cookery book?
Of course. It's the first thing that I put in.
The door was opened by an elderly cupboard with the drawers open.
Yes, I'm just putting some clean newspaper in.
I understand. Some of my best friends are cupboards.
Oh. Did you want me, young Welsh buddy?
Mistress Bannister, are you the witch?
Only part-time, bud. You see, the BMA don't recognize me.
I didn't recognize you myself. You've aged so much.
You're no.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Go on, cousin.
I'll know him. Never.
I caught him as he fell. Mr. Spannister, I want a magic potion that will change me into some inanimate object.
You mean you're not one?
I caught him as he fell.
Here, young man. Take this bottle of green liquid. Drink it when your powder's running low, and then you'll be transformed into any object you want, buddy. Oh.
Thank you, ma'am. Here's my personal unsigned plasticine, A-I-O-U.
Thank you. And here's a tip, buddy. Grip my pin, and Moriarty are underway to the Green Sailor's Inn. Oh. Huh?
I don't know what mates are doing out on a night like this, mate. I don't know. It's a mate night for night. It's not a night.
Is this the Green Sailor Inn?
Yes, mate.
Then part 7, in which 2 travellers arrive at the inn.
Oh. Well, I'd better go and get the beds ready, mate.
Oh, yes, yes, mate. Yes, mate, and a bowl of steaming venison and a side of mead for our horse's friends.
Who's your horse's friends?
We are.
Oh, and landlord, we want a room with the walls facing inwards, a table laid with your best silver and apiary.
Yes, and a window overlooking our horse, and a set of knotted sheets hanging therefrom.
Yeah. Wait a minute, mate.
What, mate?
Sheets hanging out the window?
Yes, mate.
I know what you're going to do, matey. The moment my back turned, that horse will be up them sheets for a free night.
Oh, no. Curse it, Curse it, curse it, get by these guests our plans.
All right, landlord, you've rumbled us. Put the horse on the bill.
Yes, and hurry.
All right, mates, in here. Room number 99. Named it after me old dad, I think.
Oh, but a lovely room your father must have been.
Yes.
Wait. Let's get to the last. Oh, yes, look. And a guest over in the corner, mate.
Yes, a bloke left it here earlier on. And that clock on the mantelpiece. Left his horse behind and all.
Oh, I've never heard of a man with a horse behind, but I'll take your word for it.
The nadgers what do it, you know.
Billy?
I'll go and get your dinner.
Thank you, lad. Thank you. Now then, good pipe. Let's count Seagoon's fortune and see how much it comes to this time.
Yes, sir. 29. Oh.
Hello, listeners. Hear that ticking? Yes. That clock on the mantelpiece was none other than I, Nettie Seagoon. I had drunk the witch's magic potion and been transformed into an eight-day all-weather clock with device to waking you up with a cup of tea. Now I must maintain the deception. Dong, 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 dong. Dong, 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 dong. Dong, 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 dong. Dong, 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 dong. 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 Dong.
3 o'clock? My watch says 4.
Dong.
What?
It's nonsense. I make it 7.
Dong, dong, dong.
There's something strange going on in this room. That clock's slow. I'll wind it up from behind.
Don't you dare touch me on my spike! Oh! That clock spoke!
It's witchery! Run for it! Oh!
Listeners, they've fled, leaving the Seagoon fortune behind.
Listeners, they've fled, leaving the Seagoon fortune.
Shut up, Gasto! Now to change into human form again. Hand me the magic potion.
I can't move. I'm a Gasto.
Well, change back to Eccles.
Okay. Hand me the magic bottle.
I can't. I'm a clock.
And that, dear listeners, was 300 years ago. To this day, there is a room in the Green Sailor's Inn available for travelers, complete with gas stove, clock, and £4, 7 shillings in coppers. Good night, Charlie's everywhere.